Petula's here with all the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. If you live in rental accommodation, you'll be able to submit a claim for the €500 rent tax credit this month that was introduced in Budget 2023. It's expected to benefit over 400,000 people. Marion Ryan, Consumer Tax Manager with TaxBack.com, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in to us. Who's eligible for this rent tax credit?
So anyone that is paying rent for a private rent accommodation is entitled to claim it back there. So if you're paying rent for yourself, or even if it's a case you have a child in college that you're paying rent for there, you can claim back the tax credit for last year, for 2022, for yourself.
And for 2022, it's a tax refund more so than a credit. That's €500 going straight into your bank account.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's one of the best measures, I suppose, that was brought in the budget there last year. It was brought in for the year that was 2022. So usually all the measures come into place in January of the following year. But because you were renting last year, 2022, you can file your tax return now. And that's €500 for a single person there. If you're a married couple there, it's €1,000 that you can file your return and get a refund, as you said, straight into your bank account.
And it's per tenant, not per property.
Yeah. So again, if it's a case that maybe you're in a house share kind of situation there, maybe there's four or five of you renting together there, splitting the rent between you, each individual is entitled to the tax relief there. So it's €500 per person that can get back.
Okay, that's very good. What information does someone need to apply for the refund?
So I suppose the main thing to bear in mind is it has to be a private rented accommodation there. So say if in relation to if you're in receipt of HAP or something like that, you're disqualified from it there. But other than that, then you just need the address where you're living, name and address of the landlord, their PPS number, confirm that they're registered with the RTB, and you can claim it back there. It's straightforward. It's usually all the information that will be on your tenancy agreement.
If your landlord is not registered with the RTB, so you're not entitled to the credit?
Yes and no. So if it's an official tenancy, you should be registered with the RTB anyway there. Or if it's a case that maybe your landlord is you're doing a rental room scheme, so you're renting a room in someone's house, they're not necessarily going to have to be registered with the RTB there. So you can claim it there once it's in the rental room scheme there. But if it's a private landlord that is not doing things on the books, for say, something like that, unfortunately, that probably would disqualify. But most landlords are registered with the RTB now, so it shouldn't be an issue for people.
Okay, now separate to rent, PAYE taxpayers can also claim for refunds for 2022. What are those?
Yeah, so I suppose this is high season for people to get their tax refunds back. I suppose you can claim for things like your medical expense, so your doctor's visits, your prescription fees. You can get 20% back on all of that costs there for the year. It could be a case of maybe if you're working from home, there's a tax relief in relation to the cost of your electricity bills, your heating and stuff like that. Again, you can get back 30% of that as a deductible expense there. So there's a huge amount of different things. We always tell people it's really important every January to file your tax return, claim back your refunds. It's your money, so you might as well go get it and get it back for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. People will also see increases in their take-home pay due to additional credits and bans introduced in the budget. What can people expect in their next pay packet?
Yeah, so I suppose the personal tax credit, the PAYE tax credit, all these boring things, they were all amended a little bit there in Budget 2023. What it means to people is if you are on, say, maybe a €40,000 a year salary there, that's going to be €500 extra in your pocket spread out over the year. So depending if you're paid weekly or monthly there, you could look at maybe an additional €50 in your pay packet at the end of this month there if you're getting paid monthly.
Okay, it's a good time for it to be coming.
Yeah.
Marion Ryan, Consumer Tax Manager with TaxBack.com. Thank you very much for coming into us this
Thank
morning.
You.
That qualifies as valuable advice for many listeners this morning.